Blog Talk Radio.
All right, this is the way life's supposed to go. He's showing this map. I can't even get connected. It's supposed to reconnect me and nothing's coming up. Greetings and peace be with you. Welcome once again to our Blog Talk Radio show. Oh man, I am just, he just messed me up so I can't even think straight. Oh Lord have mercy. Greetings and peace be with you. Greetings and peace be with you. My apologies. Welcome once again to our Blog Talk Radio show. We were not able to be with you last weekend, last Sunday. We truly did miss you, and we welcome you again to join us in our discussion on our Blog Talk Radio show this Sunday with Imam Shahid Shabazz. Imam Shahid Shabazz, are you on? Imam Shahid Shabazz. All right. He needs to be on here. This is Imam Shahid Shabazz, are you on the talk show? I'm afraid our guest speaker has not arrived yet to speak with you today on our show. We will be with you in a moment. We apologize for this delay. One thing that I want to discuss on the Blog Talk Radio show today was the celebration of June 10th. As I am on Facebook quite often, I noticed that they had mentioned the celebration of June 10th on Thursday of this year, which is June 19th. And this marks 149 years since the abolishment of American chattel slavery of the African-American people. This is the worst case of man's inhumanity to man since the beginning of creation. The slavery laws officially over on September 22, 1862. Did you know that? It was 2 years later on June 19, 1865, when the Emancipation Proclamation was read in Galveston, Texas, that the last slaves were finally freed. This date became known and celebrated by African Americans throughout the United States as June 10th day. Also, thousands were celebrating this birthday. There were even thousands more who did not even know of the celebration. So it has been requested now by African Americans. They're seeking a national recognition day for the celebration of this day to be a holiday for the freeing of black slaves in America. There has been much going on to recognize the celebration of this day on the 19th of June in many states in the United States. One thing in particular that was mentioned was to remind us that in celebrating this day, we must also recognize the many Europeans and Caucasians who assisted us through slavery and helped us in our freedom. Don't want to see everyone as being, oh man, look at these other people. So I'm just messed up. I said, I'm like, she can get on is my thing. I don't know if I'm on enough.
Yeah,
he's gonna get out of there. Oh, boy. I'm gonna have to doubt. Yes, my apologies again. We're having a little problem, a little difficulty here today.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your friends.
Again, my apologies to you. We're having a little difficulty here today coming on the show. I will try to bring our host speaker on now. I believe he has arrived. Forgive me for the interruptions. Now, I believe our host speaker, Imam Shahid Shabazz, has arrived on the show, and we will turn the show over to him. Imam Shahid Shabazz, can you hear me?
Good morning. Good morning to my listening audience. I apologize for the delay this morning. But anyway, we're here, man. We thank Almighty God, Allah, for blessing us today. To be on the show with you all. Today, before we get started, we want to greet you all in the greetings of peace from all of the prophets, from Adam, the first prophet, down to the last of the prophet Muhammad. That is in the greetings of peace, and that is assalamu alaikum to the listening audience. Today's topic we want to speak on is the restoring of human life. We chose this title because in the world today, we see people, we know that human life don't destroy. Human life enhances. In other words, Almighty God created life, and he created life to, life is good. I want to say that first because God is life. And so when you think of life, you think of the goodness of Almighty God. You don't think of killing. You don't think of evil. You don't think of murder. All of these things are contradictory to human life. Human life is love. Human life is respect. Respect for everything that God created. Almighty God created everything. He said when he created good. He said he created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, the Bible says. But in Arabic, it really means an evolution. Because we know that Almighty God don't deal with days like we deal with days. In fact, he say a 1,000 years of our time is like one day to him. So, in essence, Almighty God is a ever-evolving creator. He never stopped evolving and creating worlds and worlds. He's constantly creating worlds, and he's constantly creating life. Life is not temporary. Life is eternal. And also life is good. So we want to start this way because, as I said before, we look around us, we see mostly people walking, and they're walking as in the body, in the flesh. But they doing things that lets you know that there can't be real life inside the human body because they are doing negative things, they are doing destructive things. Not only to themselves, but they're doing destructive things to other human beings. We have more horrific crimes being committed in the world today than I ever seen in my life, in my little 57 years I've been on the planet. I mean, it's horrible. I mean, it's the things that other human beings are doing to other human beings. And not only other human beings, the majority of people are destroying the environment. And as I said, Almighty God created everything good. And he says that he leaves that which is good on the planet Earth for the good, the benefit of mankind. And he says he takes away that which is evil. He takes that off the Earth. So we know that Almighty God will not continue to allow evil, wrongdoing to exist on the planet Earth. He will destroy all evil. That has been his promise from the very beginning of time when mankind went astray from the righteous, straight path of Almighty God, Allah. Almighty God has been sending messengers and teachers and warners to warn the people to to come back and realign their life with his divine will, which is good. Oh, I didn't say some good. You see, if you're going to serve Almighty God, the Creator, whoever you want to call him, you're going to serve him striving to do all that is good. In fact, he says in his final revelations in the Holy Quran to all mankind, the Quran is for all mankind. He says, strive as though you're in a race towards all that is good. And he says, wherever you are, whatever race you are, wherever you are on the planet, he said he will bring you together. So that goes back to what the saying, the family that prays together stays together. We're not talking about our blood relatives. We're talking about the human family. All human beings are one family. And we know this by going back easily to our parents, Adam and Eve, the mother and father of all people, Adam and Eve. So we can see from our very roots as a human family, our mother and father is the same one. Adam, father of all people, Eve, the mother of all people. So human life is not this flesh body that we have. It's just like a house. The body is a temple or a house. The life is inside the body. But the human life inside the body is not evil. The human life inside the body is good. It's the spirit of Almighty God Allah. Because Almighty God Allah said when he created the human body, some of his divine spirit inside the human being's body, and it gave the human being spiritual life. He said we didn't become a living soul until he put his divine, ever-living spirit inside our bodies, and we became living souls. So if we're going to stop the evil, the racism, the hatred, the killing, the murder, the evil in the world, we have to understand that our real human life is spiritual life. It's not in materialism. It's not in the flesh, body, excuse me, or in materialism. It is in our soul, the soul inside the body. But the soul has to be righteous. The soul has to be good. Because Almighty God is all righteous and all good. So you cannot tell me or convince anybody that you're a righteous man, a righteous woman, and you're producing evil actions, evil, and your conduct is evil. Your conduct has to align with your spirit. If you're righteous, then you have to be righteous in your thinking, righteous in your feelings, in your heart, and righteous in your conduct. And Almighty God, Allah, say he created mankind, and he said he created the heavens and the earth, but he said he created mankind as a point of interest right now I'm talking about, that he would test us on this planet earth, his planet earth, to see which of us would be best in our conduct. Key for us as human beings to bring human life back in our bodies and stop this evil, this killing, and to stop this oppression is to bring back good life. Good morality into our life. Righteousness is good morality. So we have to start coming back to good morals. What is good morals? Good morals is the distinction between right and wrong. We have to come back, ask Almighty God to guide us back to see and understand in our life what is good from what is bad for us. He knows. See, when we forget Almighty God Allah, Almighty God Allah said we forget our soul. So most people have forgot that they are souls because they have forgot Almighty God Allah. So the remembrance of Almighty God Allah will bring people back to the remembrance of who they are. I can't know who I am if I don't know my God. If I forget my God, I forget my soul. We are souls. So this is the topic today. Coming back to remember as human beings that we were created our real life souls and not flesh. Most people are so into the flesh. They're so vain today. They think it's all about them. Well, it's not all about us as individuals. It's all about us as a people. There was a song one time that says, people make the world go round. And that's a fact. Almighty God said he created us as nations and tribes different, that we might get to know each other, not hate and despise each other. So we are going against the natural order of all creation. all creation is here to benefit mankind. And our creation are benefiting us. I'm out here now breathing the oxygen from the trees and the oxygen in the air. And it's other beautiful properties that Almighty God has created that's in it in my human body, our human body, that's benefiting us without us even being consciously aware of these things. So Almighty God is constantly doing good for us. So how can we forget our Creator and continue on with our life? We cannot. He is life. So let's come back to the remembrance of Almighty God, not in a superficial way, not remembering God by just going through rituals, whatever be your religion, but in understanding in your nature, in your heart, that God is omnipresent, in your mind that God is omnipresent, that he's never absent at any time or any place, that he sees you though you don't see him. And we have to begin to worship Almighty God, Allah, as if though we see him. And though we know we don't see him, we have a true realization, a sincerity in your heart and mind that he sees you at all times, and he is recording everything that we do, that we feel, that we say, and it is called our record of deeds. And this book, our record of deeds, it will be presented before us on the day of judgment. For you all that don't believe in it, it is going to be a day called judgment where we will have to answer for all that we did in this brief time that we was on the planet of Almighty God Allah. So I want to start off this way. I hope my listening audience is really focusing a patient deep on what's being said, because if you are thinking of yourself, if you are thinking of material things, if you're even thinking of just listening for debate, I'm not here on this phone to debate with anybody. We're here to come about with some understanding with each other so we can understand what our human life is, so we can solve the problem, not continue to perpetuate the problem by arguing with each other and debating with each other just for arguing and debating's sake. We want some understanding. Even if we debate, let's try to come to some understanding so we can understand what our real human life is and start promoting human life so we can stop the killing, the destruction, and the annihilation of the human race. So at this time, we do have a talk show for other people to listen and also to give their comments and to give their input. So at this time, I will give away to anybody that is listening, if you have a comment, a question, or even if you disagree with something I said, we can disagree to agree. We welcome you to come on at this time. Thank you.
And thank you, Imam Shabazz. Yes, we do have some callers on, I see. First, I want to apologize for our delay today. There was interruption in my phone, and I was knocked off the air, so I had to come back on again. So my apologies, and I want to thank you, my listening audience, for your patience while this was going on. First, we have a caller from 704 number. Could you come in? Give us your name and tell us where you're calling from. 704-27. Can you hear us? Okay, that person doesn't want to talk. We have another caller online, caller 203355 number. Could you give us your name and tell us? 202355. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? All right, it's okay if you do not comment. We would love your feedback. This is what makes the show is for you. And we want you callers to know that when you call in and join us and participate with us, this is how we all get more knowledge. We share information. We share the knowledge. And not just what one person has to say. So we want to do this by you joining in, pushing the number one button on your phone. And when you push the number one button, your number will show up. Actually, we'll be able to address you at that time. So if either of your callers would like to make a comment, you're welcome to do so now. I also want to remind us of celebration that just passed. I don't know whether the audience heard me earlier or not. That's like the June 10th day here in America. And as most African Americans do not know even today that this celebration has been going on for years in many of our states, but the majority of Americans still aren't aware of this celebration day. The June 10th day on June 19th of each year marks the 149th year since the abolition of American chattel slavery of the African American people. This is the worst case of man's inhumanity to man since the beginning of creation. Slavery was officially over on September 22, 1862. It was 2 years later, on June 19, 1865, when the Emancipation Proclamation was read in Galveston, Texas, that the last of the slaves were finally freed. This date became known and celebrated by African Americans as June 10th Day. Many African American leaders now are trying to get this date to be a national holiday for the celebration of the abolishment of slavery for the African Americans. We know that slavery was abolished, the chattel slavery, but we even have a more serious slave situation today, which is mental slavery, that is now being recognized, and I had noticed that we're even having talks and discussions on that today, bringing the African Americans and man in general back. This is, it's all, just not African American slavery, but all humanity today. So they're bringing us back to the awareness and reality of our true self and our true history and our true one God. So I'll let Imam Shahid Shabazz continue with the discussion at this point.
Okay, thank you very much. And I'm glad that you was blessed to bring up the subject of slavery and the significance of Juneteenth and the significance that it has on us as a people, the African-American people. Slavery, because we see today that most African American people, they still repeating the past. And I was talking yesterday to some people, some conscious people, people conscious aware of the fact that we are making, we're not making progress as a race of people, but we're regressing. In other words, we have had people for hundreds of years now. We won't even go back for hundreds of years. Let's say the last 60 years, we've had people like Malcolm X, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We've had many more, Elijah Muhammad. We've had many people. I'm going to go back a little bit further. Marcus Garvey, Nobodru Ali, Maya Angelou, Coretta Scott King. Many, many more people we have today also trying to help bring African-American people back to the conscious awareness that slavery is not over. African-American people back in slavery, we was considered to be hundreds of years ago, say 300 years ago back in slavery, we was considered to be, as a people, three-fifths of a human being. Almighty God, Allah, said he created all human beings equal. So how in the world can another human being tell you that you are three-fifths of a human being when Allah, or Almighty God, made you a whole human being equal with all other human beings? Now, they have this in the Constitution in this country, that all man, all mankind is created equal, but they're hypocrites. This government of the United States of America, they're hypocrites. They don't treat us equal. We had to fight just to get civil rights to be treated as a civilian. And they still, today, in the 21st century, do not treat African-American people as we are their equals. Not only the European people, the Caucasian, or so-called white men, don't treat African-American people equal with them as human beings. They also, before any, they let anybody migrate to this country, any immigrants come into this country, teach them that African-American people right now today are not equal with all other people as are equal human beings. They even teach our African brothers and sisters this. And every people that come over here, notice how they treat African-American people. They all treat us like we're their inferior. They all treat us like we are their inferior. Again, it's a reason for this. This reason is because, first of all, African-American people, you need to study your history and find out that you, African-American people, are the original man, the original woman. We're the first man, that's what I mean by original, and woman that Almighty God created on the planet Earth. And that first man and that first woman was, if you want to use colors to label people, they were black or dark-skinned. Okay? So we're the first people. And the first man and woman, what is the significance of that? They were righteous. Adam and Eve, they were righteous. So the first righteous man and righteous woman on the planet was a black man or a black woman. So that's what we need to know about ourselves that's greater than our skin color, is that we by nature, the African-American people, are the most righteous people on the planet Earth today. Everybody else knows this about us but ourselves. But the reason we don't know it is because we don't study. Because back in slavery, they wouldn't let us read. Here in America, they wouldn't let us read. If they caught a slave reading, they would literally take that slave out before the other slaves and beat that slave, and in a lot of cases, kill that slave to put a fear in African-American people of reading. They told us, look, you're not a whole human being. You're mostly an animal. And you have to be taught by intelligent human beings. We are intelligent human beings, and you have to be taught. You don't have the capacity, the ability to learn. And so you're talking about for over 500 years, you teach your people that they are not equal with other human beings, that they are three-fifths of a human being. In other words, it's what they're telling us, that we are animals, and we got to be treated like animals. And we're still being treated like animals, you see. So in other words, if we're going to overcome slavery, we have to first of all understand the psychological effects that slavery still have on us today, and understand why we act like we act today as an African-American people, why we hate ourselves like we hate ourselves, why everybody, every other nationality or race can get along with each other, they can make progress together, they can work together and establish their own communities in America. You got Germantown, you got Chinatown. Where's a black town or African-American town at? I haven't heard of one of them in the United States of America to this very day. And we've been here longer than Chinese. We've been here longer than Germans. So where's our town at? Where's the black town? Where's the African-American town? We don't have one because we don't have a sense of unity. So getting back to the fear, knowledge is power. It is in the Bible. This is Almighty God, Allah speaking, not anybody else, not a prophet, not Prophet Jesus. Almighty God says in the Bible and the Holy Quran, the book of the Muslims and the Christians, the two major religions in the world, he says, my people perish because of the lack of knowing, of knowledge, of knowing me. So this is why we see human life, not only with African-Americans being destroyed today, but with all the other races today too, like my wife said earlier. Because most people have forgotten Mighty God created us as one human family, and he created the nature of good in every human being. That's what makes us equal. Almighty God, our creator, is one. So what did I say earlier? The family that prays together stays together. So when we have that consciousness that our God is one, then we won't look at each other as you black, you nigger, you cracker, you black, I'm a Chinese. All of these things are divisive. They keep us divided, labeling ourselves by color and with other superficial things. I look better than you do. I got more money than you got. All of these things are immaterial and superficial to the human being's real essence of life. Our life is not in materialism. Our life is not in trying to be like another part of the human race. Our life is inside of us. Our life is the spirit of our Creator Almighty God inside the human being's body. Now, I may not be appealing to people that call themselves intellectuals, but what is an intellectual? Do you think you're intelligent if you are not spiritual? That's just a question. No. And today you have a lot of miseducated people. They have academic knowledge, but they have no knowledge of the real, true, unseen reality of their Creator and the spiritual world, which is the real world that we cannot see, but it's here all the time around us, like this picture, the Matrix, was trying to tell us. Everything that you see in the material world, in the material world itself, it's a prison for the mind. It is a prison for the soul of the man and mankind, man and woman. Why is it a prison? Because what it does, it keeps us from focusing on the unseen reality of Almighty God. Almighty God is unseen. You can't see him when you look outside of you. You see Almighty God when you look inside of you. So overcoming slavery is not just something African-American people need to overcome, but it's something that people in general need to overcome by understanding that we are not independent creatures, that we are dependent on our Creator, just like all creation is dependent on the Creator for sustaining us. And when we forget our Creator, we have nothing to sustain us or protect us from evil and destruction, from our own corruption and evil. Let's understand this. So again, at this time, we'll give away to anybody that want to come in, participate in this talk today, restoring human life. And if not, then me and the co-host, my wife, will continue on talking about the restoration of human life and as it relates also to the African-American people in particular, the slavery of the African-American people, and what this day, Juneteenth, represents. So at this time, I give back to you, my co-host, my wife, the phone, so you can bring on anybody that want to come on.
Thank you, Imam Shabazz. I would like to recognize, again, the two numbers that I see here that are coming on. Usually when we have numbers that come on our board here, it says that you would like to make a comment or ask a question. So I'm going to recognize you again, the 704-267 number. If there's anything that you would like to say at this time, give us your name and tell us where you're calling from. The other number that we have on the board is the 202-355 number. If you would like to make any comments or ask a question, would you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Hello.
Yes, we hear you.
Yeah. Oh, well, peace be unto everyone.
Peace be unto you too, sister.
Thanks. I just thought I was going to listen a little bit before preparing to go out to church. I was very excited about the title, Restoring Human Life. It dragged my attention even more. After listening, it was very, very opening to my soul due to the fact, you know, how life is with so much murder, hate, envy, and unforgiving, and all that type of stuff. And truly, our real life is love, care, share, and concern, and all the good stuff. And along with it, I recognize a division. And in that division, you know, comes not showing love to someone who's not on your level, or not showing love to someone because of your own personal thought at the time. And that division right there, usually starts an issue that we don't really recognize because we so focus on self, you know, holding self in the road, which is a big job, but at the same time, sometimes we can get so far and skip something, which makes a gap. And in between that gap, that's where a lot of that unrestoring human life comes. And I also think it starts first in families, particularly. And I truly was kind of stuck on it as having a family myself. Also, kind of like me and my brother at the time not speaking due to the fact of the gap where the division come between and where the I've done for you and you haven't appreciated where in love when you do somebody do for your heart and it ain't for it to be, you know, made you better than somebody else. And at the same time, as family, we as believers, even if a person ain't a believer, your regular natural instinct, you have an obligation as a member of a family because you're going to fit in somewhere. Even on Father's Day, if you're not a father, you have a father, you know. And it goes, and I just was recognizing, especially after having a family of my own as far as immediate family, kids, and being a parent and had parents and the whole kind of like, you know, around. And it's like everybody has a part to play, not so much play, but to hold up to. And it's so easy sometimes for it to some things to be left out, that little gap to get in. And, you know, like a little hole, you keep pressing it, it's going to get bigger and bigger. And as a being parent and have lived some of this life still here, I recognize, because a lot of times, sometimes for like so many questions in people, in things, in places, and it kind of makes me feel like I sometimes just want to be alone, don't even want to go around people, you know, don't even want to really do too much of nothing but just praise the Lord myself, you know, just me and him in my world, you know, in my house, in my place, in my room, cleaning as I clean, as I do, you know, those things that I do. But I don't feel comfortable with because I'm a kind of people person. You know, I like to share. I like to, you know, share my life story or help people do things. And, I'm, you know, I like to hear good stuff and, you know, something that'll help anybody. And, you know, with listening, I realized that the vision and the restoring human life really was exciting to me because sometimes I feel like I'm in the world alone. You know, you can't hardly trust people. People talk good talk. But when sometimes situations come, it's a whole horse of another color. You know,
that's
but
right.
Even with that, I had to keep my faith and keep my focus on Allah. It ain't just as easy as talking about it. Because when issues come in life, people will say, oh, he's supposed to be a believer. Believers go through probably almost more in a sense of what you see in this world than what the so-called unbelievers. But the true believers know truly it seems like they're winning, even though we know they're really not. But the hard pressure that it puts on us, the gracious. So some of us don't hold on. And some of us not just give in because it's so easy to give in. But the weight gets so heavy, they don't have enough knowledge and enough, so, you know, mainly knowledge. When I say knowledge, I think I should say faith because sometimes knowledge, you can get over-educated. And just read, you know, because if things ain't put to test, you ain't really getting it. You know,
That's right.
You can walk the walk, talk the talk, but you ain't walking the walk. It just ain't that simple. But,
that's right.
And then it's so cold. It went to when you said souls and not flesh, because how so many human beings of all races are so on flesh. And even us, as myself, who don't think I'm a physical person, but even being in the human, some flesh do bother me. You know, some fleshy things I still have to get better with, you know. But I'm saying at least the inner, you know, that where God really lives in us, not just the outer, but the inner. And some so on the outer, the inner so close, you know, it ain't hardly seem like nothing there. They don't even take time
right.
to think logic, you know. They don't even think logic. And when you say
that's
something
right.
to them, mean something to them, like these young kids nowadays, they be shocked, like, how you think like that? I ain't never heard that before. I ain't never thought of that. You know, some people they thought was people they may call look up to. You know, but the greatest one to look up to is Allah alone. Alone.
That's right.
Alone. You know, because sometimes we hear a preacher or imam, which, being honest, off the top, I ain't been hearing too many imams that talk the talk and walk the walk. Not that I've been listening to too many either, but a few, and not that I'm judging, but it seems like it's just a same talk. Same talk, same thing. Brothers come in, they sit down, they do this a lot. Sisters do the same thing. The ones know each other's feet. The ones don't, they never notice you. So I've been
one right.
that's been new there. I'm not saying the clothing make a pop, but see, a lot of those heart. Even when I was covered more physically, you know, I got more greeting. I was still covered, the vessel dressing, but I didn't have the Islamically garments to wear when I had been around Muslims, and I have noticed a difference. But I didn't go to see that or looking for that, but just go to show how Allah teaches you and how you see things, and that's to take away from human life. Who like to be felt less than? That's how Christians
that's right.
do you. You know, that's how your neighbor do you, that who don't supposed to know about it. As a matter of fact, some of them will treat you better.
That's
when
right.
human destroys. And then when you see a Muslim sister, I'm going to say because I'm a sister, you see a Muslim sister out of order, or you may think out of order. You don't know what the deal is, and the first thing, it looks bad. But I bet you want to take time to talk to her and see what's going on. Not only another Muslim sister, any human being that, you know, is in some hurt. Because the majority of us, oh, I don't want to get involved in that. I ain't saying we're going to go out and try to be a law and handle things, but some things, if we don't go with it, we have to stand for ourselves,
right.
who we are, all the time, even in our weaknesses, even in our weakest moments, because we all have them, the best
That's
of
right.
the best happen. So, you know, I really was thinking on how life is so destroyed because of that gap, you know, because even, and mainly I've thought of this and learned this through being a parent because I've seen my kids, you know, I noticed how they missed so much and how, like, time you and your wife was coming here one time, and not even that time, but recently my son said, yeah, Mom, but you know what, I think I'm going to start smoking. If Shahid come, I'll be around somebody to talk to and learn something from. I might wish, you know, just to be around somebody who don't smoke. I think that's a good idea, Marcus. But no matter what, you have to do all your good. I ask Allah for your goodness. But it was a sweet thing, though, because it just goes to show there's not too many people that he would probably would want to hear or believe. At least he know you don't never smoke. But my thoughts were, not only you and you're not smoking, but you carry to a lot because I know when I was fracking, I had a Muslim sister I just love. I thought she was an angel of the law, which I still don't feel too much different. But my thing were, when she had to go on, where would I have been without Allah? So I try to,
that's right.
you know,
that's right.
to always focus your focus on the law because anybody else you put into, even though they may mean good, but they don't have the power to hold to take care of you like Allah do.
That's
even
exactly
some of
right.
you could talk to about certain things at certain times on a certain level. But
that's
other
right.
times, they don't want to be known. Well,
that's right.
type of people, you know, I guess that's why I am alone because I don't like fake phony people. You know, I'm just who I am. And if I like to be bothered with somebody, I would, these are all things we like, don't get. But what betters me is, you know, around a real person, because at least real, if I'm down, I can get up. And if I'm
That's
up,
right.
I'm going to go up a little more. So, you know, and a lot of time, you know, it's just crazy for real. And it ain't getting no better because most giving in, going along with it one way or another. Just remind me of my brother. We not speaking with you 10 years ago. He used to buy my kids a little stuff for Christmas. I didn't even celebrate Christmas, but I knew it was the unity thing, and I accepted love and care for my brother. So as time went on, now he can holler about what he done, and I didn't appreciate it. Well, you're not God. You don't know my heart. What do I supposed to do to show you that I appreciate it except say thank you and treat you like
That's
a
right.
sister? But
That's right.
my thought, too, were he got a wife, and they two been together sometime and whatever, and they gained a little material stuff, and how sometimes we do things for our own personal reasons. And I let something that means something to Allah flip because we getting what we want. Because they
right.
have little material stuff. But nevertheless, his wife, she didn't even know what we was agreeing with or how we get to this. But nevertheless, she automatically went along with us. So I called her yes woman. I said, well, you're yes woman wife. But I thought about us as believers. Sometimes we go along with somebody else just because they of our circle,
That's right.
And that's a dangerous position because, you know, if you're real, even if it's a Muslim sister, if she mistreats somebody, that reflects on me. I can't tell her how to do, but I'm not going to go with that. You know, so, you know, I was thinking of that on behalf. It's been two or three times I've wanted to talk, and I think I had a little anger in me from errors. So, you know, and I didn't know how good Allah is in so many ways. I haven't even never called. Even this time, I said, I ain't going to say no. I'm just going to see what they're talking about. And I end up talking. And I was going to go to church because I had an invitation to a sweet older lady. They'd be having fun and doing things.
Excuse me for interrupting at this point. You do have 2 minutes left. We have other callers calling in. We must give the other callers a chance, too. We certainly appreciate you calling in. So you have 2 more minutes, and then we'll allow someone else to say a word to us.
Yeah, well, I'm done. You know, I just wanted to hope that could help somebody and get it out of me so I can go on. But Allahu Akbar. I sound like.
Walaikum salam, and you did a beautiful job, Sister Rashida. And by the way, this sister here, I was married to, and she had my only child, and she's a beautiful woman. She loved people, and she's a humanitarian. And I just want to say this before we bring anybody else on. Humanity is everybody's business. And as she say, when we see any human being in need, it's our nature as human beings, not based on no religion or race, to respond and help that human being by our nature, because Almighty God, Allah created good in all of us. And we supposed to want the good inside of us, the goodness of God for our brothers and sisters among mankind. And we ain't supposed to look for nothing back in return when we do good for other people, because they are us and we are them. We are one when we become together. When we come together in the spirit of Almighty God, we become one human family. The family, again, I like to reiterate that prays together sincerely, we stay together. So we'll let any other caller come on at this time. But I thank you, Rashida. That was a beautiful talk, and I thank you for coming on and not allowing that anger to, or whatever it was, to keep you from coming on, because you do a beautiful job every time you come on. And thank you, son, for using me as a role model for him to help him to want to try to better his life. I try to live so that my life will reflect the goodness of God and the way that God, Almighty God, Allah, want all of us to live. Peace be upon you and your family. Go ahead on our co-host and bring somebody else on at this time. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Rashida.
And thank you. We did have another 202 number that came on, but it seems like now they have dropped. I guess they decided not to come in also. And we still have a 704 number that's showing up. If you can hear us, you can give us your name and tell us where you're calling from. We'd love to have a comment from you. I'll ask a question, I'll give us a comment. Remember, this is your show too, not just for all of us. Everyone who comes on here becomes a part of the show. All right, I guess the 704 number still just wants to listen. We thank you for coming on and listening. Also, we are talking today on human being.
Restoring human life.
Restoring human life. Thank you. The human being as we discovering himself, who he is and whose he is. And there's a saying that I remember hearing this saying, I believe from Imam Shahid Chabal, that nothing evolves without change. Before there can be change, there has to be a spiritual revolution in the soul and mind of man. The inner revolution brings about the outer evolution. And this is what we have to really realize, that nothing can happen, no change. Nothing is going to better until we improve what is in ourselves. We better our own conditions first. And as that, we better ourselves. As we improve, as we become more spiritual, connect ourselves back to who we are and who our true spiritual guide is, our creator, Allah, then we will also start to showing better conduct. It is the conduct that is causing the problems that we are having today. So we want to now turn the talk back to our imam and allow him to continue with his discussion.
All right, thank you very much. And in continuation, I just want to first go back to something that Sister Rashida said, and that is about people in general doing for you but having ulterior motives. Their motives is not to please Almighty God, and so therefore they feel like you don't appreciate something they did because you don't bow down to them or worship them like they some God. Almighty God say when we do good, we're supposed to do good. Fi sabilillah, for the pleasure of Almighty God only. Peace, brother. We're supposed to do good only to please God. We ain't supposed to be doing good looking for nothing back in return. Almighty God say our reward for doing good is righteousness. Almighty God Allah says in the Holy Quran, the final revelation for all people, he said, it's not, speaking of all human beings, he says, not our material wealth that will bring us closer to him. He says, only our faith and good deeds. So we're supposed to be living, whether you say you're Christian, Muslim, Jew, Buddhist, Hindu, whatever your religion. You ain't even got to have a religion. If you say you're just a person who believes that there's a higher power greater than all creation, then you're supposed to recognize that that power, that God, that force, that you recognize that it's beyond creation, that have no beginning and have no ending, is a good God, a good creator, and that he wants you to do good because he created you good. And it's your true nature to do good and not look for nothing in return, to know that your reward for doing good is receiving more of his divine goodness so you can keep goodness spreaded on this planet Earth and destroy all the evil. Almighty God Allah says in the Holy Quran that anybody that truly believes in him, we are supposed to enjoin people to all that's good and forbid people from all that's wrong. I wanted to say that because too many people, as she said, in religion today, I'm going to begin with Islam. They got their little groups. They got their little cliques. They got their little, like I said again, sects. There's another. And all of these things are divisive. They cause division. We're supposed to be united. There's a saying, united we stand. Divided we fall. You see, so Almighty God Allah says in the Holy Quran, let there be no division in religion. And all religion is supposed to be one. Why? Because Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, Abraham, every religion that anybody say they follow, even if you don't say you follow no religion, if you say you got spirituality about you, I'm saying to you all today, the same creator that created Muslim and that sent Jesus, that sent Muhammad, that sent Abraham, that sent all the prophets and messengers, is the same creator. He's one. He's not three gods. He's not two gods. He's not three gods in one, which is impossible. He's only one. So God created all creation one to reflect his oneness, his unity. Everything we see reflects the unity of Almighty God. Why? Because he created everything in an order. And everything stays in its order that Almighty God Allah created it in, except man and woman. And the only reason we don't stay in order, like the sister said earlier, Rashida, is because we want to do things our way rather than following in the way of all creation, submit to the will of our creator, Almighty God. And if you submit to the will of Almighty God, Allah, ain't no way in the world you can go around here hating people. Ain't no way in the world you can go around here holding grudges against people. You cannot do that if you have the love of Almighty God in you. Look at all the things we do that Almighty God forgives us for. And I just want to say this to all you religious people or people who say you're spiritual conscious. If you don't have mercy, Almighty God Allah say on other people, he said he will stop having mercy on you. He said if you don't forgive others, he won't forgive you. And I do want to say this also. Almighty God Allah said that when he decreed or ordained his creation in the heavens and the earth, he decreed or ordained that his mercy prevails over his wrath. And I want to share this story with you all also that was shared with me by a young lady, a Muslim woman. She said it was Prophet Moses, and he was sick. He was ill. And he went to Almighty God Allah and asked Almighty God Allah to heal him, you know, to heal his illness. And Almighty God Allah instructed him to go to this tree and pick a leaf, some leaves off in the street, a leaf. And he did that. And he came back, and Almighty God Allah told him, put the leaves where you're hurting at and just pray to me. And he did that, and he got healed. Okay, the next time Prophet Moses got sick, he, without thinking about it, because we're human beings, like the sister said, and even the prophets and messengers, they were human beings too. They made mistakes. So Prophet Moses, he went back to the tree immediately once he got sick again, and he got some leaves off in the tree, and he put him where he was hurting at, and he noticed nothing won't happen. He won't get well. He stayed sick. He won't get cured. So Almighty God spoke to him. He said, oh, my faithful servant, Moses, my prophet, my messenger. Moses asked him, first of all, say, Almighty God, I did what you told me to do, and I'm not getting healed. Almighty God, Allah told Prophet Moses, said, look, the first time I sent you to the tree, and I told you to get the leaves, and you did what I told you, and it's through my power that the leaves were able to heal your body. Not the leaves healing you, my power. The second time you went to the tree, you didn't seek me first. You went to the tree like the tree had power, and the tree don't have no power. I have all power. So if you're going to get healed, only I can hear you. My creation can't hear you. That's very important, people, because most people, they look to doctors to heal them. They go to herbal doctors, the medical doctors. They go to their mother, their father, their children, and people looking for answers like the sister said earlier. But the only one that can help us when we're sick, that can cure us, is Almighty God. Whenever we're going through anything in life, the only one that can help us is our Creator. And the sister was absolutely right. That's all I teach people. You got to learn your personal relationship with Almighty God and know that whenever you're feeling alone, like she said, I feel alone in this world oftentimes. And I've been in the Muslim community now, a member of the faith of Islam for almost 40 years, and I feel more lonely today for spiritual companionship than I did when I first was blessed with this faith almost 38 years ago, because people in Islam and all religions are more divided today. So if we got anybody that want to come on, I'll give away at this time. I just wanted to put that out there too. So co-host, if we have anybody else that want to come on, let them come on. Thank you.
Thank you, Imam Shabazz. We want to remind the audience, the listening audience, that they are listening to the talk radio show of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, Reality of a Creator. And we want to thank them for listening. And we want to let them know that it is their participation that makes the show, too. So if any of you out in the listening audience would like to make a comment, put the number one button on your phone. Dial the number one button, and you will show up on our board where we will be able to allow you to make a comment or ask a question. At this time, I don't see any new numbers, just the only one that I think they choose to just listen. Their number shows up on the board, but evidently they don't want to say anything, and that's the 704 number. But Imam Shabazz, I want to make another comment. I was listening to the beautiful talk of Sister Rashida, and I know that she had said something about the family, and I couldn't hear a lot of what she was saying. It was sort of broken up, but it was very interesting. And I just want to say that she's right. The unity of the society, the working together, accomplishing anything, begins within self first. Then it goes from self into working with the family unit. We work within our family and make that family the example of what our community should be. Then we go out as a family into the community and work with the community. This is the way society was at one time, even for the African Americans. it makes me think back to the times when we called an area in North Carolina, Durham, North Carolina, they used to call, because of all the black businesses, the Black Wall Street, I believe it was called, in Amsterdam. You were the one who told me about this.
That's right. Yes, ma'am.
This could not have happened without the African Americans united and working together. It is sad that we have lost them, but we can accomplish them again. Some are saying that we don't want to, we're lazy, we're not trying to do anything, but we know that's not true. There are many, many African Americans like us out there who want to be entrepreneurs, who want to work for self, who want to do, who want to be self-sustained, and they are trying to, I want to even know how to start a business. So it goes from the fact, too, that they are lacking in what they need according to society. The red tape that you have to go through, they're not qualifying to start a business or not knowing, as we say, quote, who to talk to, who to know out there. But people, we must realize we have to work together, we have to come together, we have to keep fighting until we are recognized as the people who we are, who our foreparents were, and that we are here to be a part of this humanity, a part of this society, and put this world back on the right track and making it the best society, human society on earth. Again, now I turn the talk back over to Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Thank you very much. In continuation of the talk of restoring human life, also, to restore human life, you must first understand what human life is again, people. Human life, my teacher taught me that hue, I think it's H-U-E, H-U, hue. Hue means of the earth and being. Now, we are earth. Our body is basically essential earth. That's why when we die, where do they put our body? Back in that earth from which it came. They say ashes to ashes, dust to dust. We come out of the dust of the earth. We were created out of the dust of the earth. And Almighty God, Allah, say when he created us out of the dust of the earth, he said he rained down pure water from the heavens and made that earth soft into what we call clay. And then he said he took that clay, molded and fashioned that clay into what we call a human form or human body. And then Almighty God say, after he created that particular creature, our flesh body, he say, inside of that flesh body, when he put his spirit inside of our hearts, H-E-A-R-T-S, he developed or brought out of that human, that earth, another creature. So he say, blessed be the law of the creator, the best to create. So what am I saying that for? He's saying again that the real life of the human being is not our body, but it is our soul or spirit, his spirit inside of our body. So the most important thing, if anybody listening don't get anything else, I plead with Almighty God to bless you all to understand something the sister said earlier, and I am blessed to say all the time, when I meet people, anybody, if I teach people not to join in a particular religion, Almighty God blesses me, Allah blesses me to teach people to know and understand who he is and their relationship with Almighty God, because as with Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, and all the prophets and messengers of Almighty God, if we're going to seek power or help, we have to seek power and help only from the one who can give us power and help. Almighty God is all-powerful, you see. So if we're going to seek any power from anybody, go to the power source. The power source is our creator. So if you go to anybody else looking for help, they can't help you. They don't have the power to help you. If they help you, the help is not coming from them. It's coming through them from Almighty God, Allah. That's very important to understand, because you got so many depressed people out here. You even got more suicide. And it saddens my heart to hear so many children are committing suicide. And the children are our future. And I mean, in the African-American race, I would say 50 years ago, I'm 57 years old, you would never hear about African-American, period, children or adults committing suicide. And I'm not speaking on African Americans just to single us out from other races. I'm just speaking on us particular at this time. You see, to show how far we done went back in time and how integration really destroyed our spirituality. Because when we were segregated as a people, African-American people, this is when my wife was saying we had black businesses all over the United States of America. And some cities like my city, Durham, North Carolina, we had a section of town called Hayti. And there was a black community. We had stores. We had even hospitals. We had everything we needed to sustain ourselves. We even had our own electrical companies, black electrical companies, and everything to sustain our community. But the only reason we was able to do that is because we realized how hard it was in this country and how so-called white people hated us so much, and they was trying to keep us out of the mainstream of life. They wanted us to have the good a good life on this earth. They taught us, as they did back in slavery 50 years ago, y'all going to get y'all good by and by. Y'all wait till y'all die. Y'all can get y'all heaven after y'all die. That's when y'all going to get y'all heaven. God don't want y'all to benefit from the good things here in this world. We want y'all to just live and serve us. And y'all to get y'all goodness after y'all die. People didn't buy that type of insane thinking over 50 years ago when we were segregated. We still had a lot of our spirituality that we brought from Africa over here to America. But when they integrated us back in the early 60s, they weren't just integrating us so a black man or a white woman can marry a black into each other's race. No, uh-uh. They was integrating the goodness of Almighty God in our souls with the evil spirit that they brought over here from Europe when they was over in Europe eating each other's dead flesh, having sex with animals, and doing all kinds of abominable things. And they had a gladiator fights where they would put people out in these big arenas and have them to fight to the death, and they would be sitting around laughing and eating food at people killing each other. This is the barbaric and savage mentality of these few people running the government, calling themselves intellectuals, and look at how they're talking about the president, calling them monkeys, they're calling them baboons, they're calling them niggas, they're calling them the same thing they were calling us back 15, 60 years ago when we was in segregation. So history, if you don't change history, it will repeat itself. So we as an African-American people, my wife said it, in order for there to be a change, there first has to be a revolution. Revolution means change. You know, and evolution means, and in order to change, you got to first have a revolution. And out of a revolution comes an evolution, a change, evolving. But we can't change until we first understand what's been done to us as a people, the African-American people, first of all. We've been brainwashed. We've been miseducated. We've been taught things to make us think that we can't do for ourselves, that we can't achieve. And we have to stop this type of slavery teaching by re-educating ourselves and re-educating our children. And as the sister said earlier, do start at home. Because my mother, before they sent us to school over 50 years ago, they taught us at home. Well, what do they teach us at home? What is the foundation for us to have a better society? Teach your children at home good morality. Teach them right from wrong. And teach them also that Almighty God, he sees you even when I'm not around you. And you're going to answer to Almighty God. And if you do wrong, you're going to reap what you sow. That for every time you do wrong, if you do wrong, you're going to get wrong, bad results. And if you do good, you're going to get good results. And that is called taqwa, or the fear of God. We need to teach our children to fear God, to know that you ain't here to do what you want to do, that when you do wrong, you're going to get bad consequences. And if you do good, you're going to get good consequences. Now, that's simple, but it's profound. It'll save not only our children, but save us ourselves, too. And I want to say this also. The last prophet, Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, and all the prophets and messengers, for that matter, they all said the same thing. They were sent by the same creator, Allah. They said that when you do good, anybody, and you feel good about the good you do, you're a true believer in Almighty God. And they said when you do bad and you feel bad about the bad you do, you know you don't believe in Almighty God. So that's a clear, clear way to see with your own self, do you know God? Because if you feel, you can feel good about doing bad, and especially you people in religion, you know you're a hypocrite. You don't believe in Almighty God. Almighty God say, how, Allah say, how can you love me? Your God, don't see, and you see your brother and sister every day, and you show them no love. Now, that's plain and powerful. How can you love God, the creator, whoever you want to call him, and you can't see him, and he is love? How can you love him and you see me every day and you turn up your nose at me because I ain't got a car like you got? You say I don't look better than you look. And you laugh at me because I'm poor and you say you're rich. And I heard a man say the other day at an event I was at that the real riches ain't material things. No way. He said, I'm satisfied with the peace of Almighty God Allah inside of me. He said the real riches is peace of mind. It's love. It's the goodness of God in me that I share with other people to try to help make this world a better place. It ain't money. He said, I got a lot of material things, and I'm trying to give a lot of them away because I ain't getting no peace through them. I get peace when I help somebody else. So that's very important to understand. If you want peace in your life, you got to give. You got to help other people to better their condition. And before African-American people can get other people to love them, we as a people, African-American people, got to learn to love ourselves. We got to learn self-respect. We got to gain self-respect. And the only way we can get our self-respect back, we got to come back to remembering who brought us through slavery, who brought us this far, no one but Almighty God Allah. So we done forgot Allah. We're trying to act like white people. Most black people want to be white now. They don't want to be God-like. They want to be white-like. And white people are trying to become like the spiritual so-called black people. You got more so-called white people in America now accepting the faith of Islam than I ever thought I lived to see. Why? Because Islam means peace. Islam, the word Islam, means peace. One of the attributes or titles of Almighty God Allah is As-Salam, or the peace. So after all else fails the people, then comes Islam. What do I mean? Everything that people turn to besides the true creator, it will and must fail them. But when they turn to Almighty God, I don't care what troubles they're going through in this world, what evils are all around them, if you call on Almighty God with a sincere heart, with a sincere desire to know and understand him and to live according to the way he created you to live, which is good, a good life, a righteous life, he will not leave you without guidance. He will give you guidance. Like Rashida was saying, she shared with her son, son, it's all right to look at Shahid or somebody else, the good that they're doing, and say if they was around me, that would help me do good. But no, she's right. The only way you can do good, you got to know that Almighty God is with you all the time. He's inside of you, and that he's never absent at any time or any place, and you can call on him. And if you call on him and you really mean it from your heart, you ain't playing, he will give you guidance in this dark world of evil and wickedness in the hearts and minds of people. He'll open up your mind. He'll open up your heart so you can see the good life that is beyond this evil and wicked life in the material world. You'll be able to see beyond this material world. You'll be in this material world, but your heart and your mind won't be of this world. Your heart and your mind will be with Almighty God in his unseen spiritual world. And when people see you, you will remind them of God just by the way you live in, because they'll see hell all around you and destruction all around you, but they'll see you smiling with peace at all times. Even when you're sick, they'll still see you smiling because you know your real life ain't that body, which is going to die anyway. Your real life is your soul, which is eternal. And as long as you're living and pleasing your Creator, he give you inner peace at all times, no matter what your outer circumstances. So if anybody want to come on, we give you an opportunity at this time also. Co-host, right. You can bring on anybody.
Yes.
Co-host, are you there?
Yes, once again, thank you, Imam Shabazz. at this time. I also want to remind you that we do have another engagement today, and that it is now about 11:15, so we had wanted to end the broadcast early today so that we might not miss our time with the engagement that we have. So we'll give you a few more minutes to speak, and then we will end the show for today.
Okay, since we don't have any more callers, Sister Rashida, if there is anything else, if you're still on the line that you want to say, I want to let you end the show if you're still on the line, Sister Rashida.
Sister Rashida has dropped. She's not on the line anymore. And we do have a listener that has not chosen to speak but does come on to listen, and we thank a lot for that person. You may say a few more words, and then we can just close out the show for today, Imam Shahid.
Okay. In my conclusion, I just want to say, first of all, that there is no God except one God for all people. That one God, he have no beginning, he have no ending. He always was and he always will be. And that one God, until we recognize as Christians, Muslims, Jews, Buddhists, Hindu, religious people, that our God is the same God, we'll never be able to come together and we'll never be able to solve our world's problems as human beings. We must recognize the unity of God is the only way to destroy the division that the enemy of mankind, the Satan, has brought about through his evil influence in the world. His main weapon from the beginning of time to divide people and conquer people is that it, the word of this said, divide and conquer. So what is the division I'm talking about? It's dividing people from realizing that we all have the same God. Making you think because you're a Christian, oh, them Muslims, they don't worship that God we worship. They worship a different God. And the Muslims, oh, the Christians, they don't worship the same God we worship. They're Christians. And the Jews, oh, the Muslims and the Christians, they don't worship the same God we got. Our prophet Moses, he's better than the prophet that the Christian was sent to the Christian Jesus. And the Muslim prophet said, Prophet Muhammad is better than a prophet Moses, a prophet Jesus. All of these things trying to divide Almighty God, Allah, and his prophets is haram, it's forbidden. Almighty God said, He sent all of his prophets, and though they weren't living in the same time, he said his truth unified their message. He said his truth again unified their message. He said it all brought the same truth. He said, so don't divide his prophets and messengers by saying, I accept Jesus, but I don't accept Muhammad. Or I accept Moses, but I don't accept Jesus. He said, if you do that, he will not guide you because you're rejecting him. He's the same God that sent Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, Abraham, all the prophets and messengers. Peace be upon them all. So this is what Islam is here to do, is to bring about a unity among all people through the concept of Tawheed, the unity or the oneness of Almighty God, Allah. And so until we come back to that concept that our God is one God, is the same God, the evil going to keep on having his way with us and cause us to destroy, annihilate the whole human race. We're going to keep destroying ourselves as human beings. I'm going to end with that right there. That's all I need to say, or we need to say for today, is that our God is one God. And Almighty God, Allah, say the true cure or solution to the world's problems, the evil that's overtaking humanity today, is to come back to his unity, realizing that my God and your God is the same God, and our God is love. And he created us to love one another, not to hate one another. And he created us also to understand that if we worship and praise him together, then his power, his love will keep us united, and it will protect us from all evil. And though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death all around us, we won't have to fear evil because he will protect us as long as we stay united as human beings, and his love and his worship and realizing that he's one God and not two gods, not three gods, not three and one God, and that he begins to not know son, earthly son, and he have no earthly mother. That he's not a human being, he's the creator of all creation and all human beings. I greet you all with that said in the greetings of peace. As I began in the Arabic language, in the Holy Quran, the final revelations for all mankind, it means peace be unto you. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam to you, Imam Shahid Shabazz, and this beautiful discussion that we had today. We want to thank you, our listening audience, for participating and listening in with us today. And we want to remind you also that we are sacrificing this show for your sake. We would love your participation. But please try to come on and say a word or two if you can. And also, if you can give a donation to assist us in paying for the broadcast, we do outreach work and community work, and we are all doing it right now on a limited income, but we are going to continue to do it. But anything that you can do to help us in our cause and in this work, we most certainly would appreciate. And this is our broadcast for today. We pray that you will be with us next week, that we will all be here. And please join us next week in our broadcast show with Imam Shahid Shabazz. Have a pleasant day.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand.
Lifting hands.
Remembering God's favor.
God's favor.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
Like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
I want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love,
to give love
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference, always be something.
There'll always be something.
You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him, we all must be.
So why don't you give love?
We're friends.
That's true, too.
And I'm their friend, too.
Now that's my baby.
And God is our friend.
Yes, he is.
In my world, all of them are my friends.
I wish everybody thought like you, baby. That's right. Now what I want you to do is clap your hands for me. Pat your feet if you want to. Because it's a celebration. God's love. Muslim love. Muslim love for Christians, Jews, Hebrews, Hindus, Buddhists, and all those call themselves God's people, giving something back to the earth as God has given something to them. Blessings unmeasurable, countless gifts, love and friendship amongst family, friends in all corners and walks of life. We're friendly neighbors, and we know that only God can save us. Remember his favors. No time for talk. It's time to walk that walk. Come on. We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, 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 we are your friendly neighbors. And we won't change, no matter how evil the world gets. And we won't change, no matter how mean people get.